a popular Outcast production.
Hello.
Hey, friends.
I don't know what I sound like. I didn't have my headphones on.
It's fine. You were
sound
okay.
Beautiful. I was late for the podcast.
Like by a minute.
At my own house.
Well, I guess it's like 12 minutes now, but there were setting up processes.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sometimes you get distracted in other rooms. It's fine.
It's fine. I was all the way downstairs in Narnia.
Yeah.
I was talking to Bill's parents about my week and my day.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, before we get into anything, I have a bit of an obligation here that I have to fulfill. The lovely people at the Digiplex Destination Cinema Center of Sealands Grove, fucking longest title for a movie theater ever, have given the Popular Outcasts some free passes to some upcoming special events.
Whoa!
Yeah. The first... is for Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods. It's a new Dragon Ball Z animated film. Has not been highly publicized. We got 5 passes for that. So if you are in the central Pennsylvania area and would like to see Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods, like our status, comment on it, send us a message, something, and just say, hey, I want to come see Dragon Ball Z. And if you're one of the first 5 people, you get to go see it with us.
Yay!
Or you could just send us nudes. That's how we work, right?
Send us a nude.
Yeah, get a ticket.
We could go
Isn't
with that.
Kind of illegal. That sounds illegal.
I did not mean. Don't send us nudes.
I mean, not in exchange for anything.
I wish they could see me wink.
Kelsey,
sorry.
And that is—I don't know if I said it—but that's for the 7th of August. August 7th. Mark your calendars. There'll be details if you need more information. Go to the DigiPlus Destination Cinema Center of Sealands Grove website, or I believe it's being put on by Fathom Events, but don't hold me to that. You can check the Fathom Events website. And second, the 14th of August is another Riff Tracks show. It is Riff Tracks Godzilla 1998 with Matthew Broderick.
Oh my god, I want to go.
We have...
How do I win?
We have 20 passes for that. We'll talk about how you win that later.
Oh.
We have 20 passes. So the first 20 people that contact anyone from the Popular Outcast Network, whether it's Girls on Girls, the Popular Outcast, fucking whoever... Contact somebody and say, you know, you want to come see Riff Tracks Godzilla with us on August 14th, and we will hook you the fuck up. If you're not familiar with Riff... I'm talking too much and I need a fucking drink. If you're not familiar with Riff Tracks, it's the same guys that used to do the Mystery Science Theater 3000 TV show.
It's
basically
awesome.
3 guys sit together and they watch a movie by themselves about 10 times, and they take notes on it, and then they get together and they... riff on it live in front of an audience. You know, they say their funny little quips and it's a good time. So August 14th, you want to go see Riff Tracks Godzilla 1998? Let us know.
That does sound awesome. Kind of sucks that I missed Sharknado.
Oh yeah. I bet that was awesome.
Yeah.
I just had to work.
It was a good time. Yeah. I laughed.
That was the first one that I could have went to, but I actually chose not to because I went home. I don't even remember what I was doing that day. I must have been grooming dogs all day or something else or whatever. And, like, I just went home. Like, I came home and I laid on the bed and I was like, I'll just take a nap before I go. And then I never woke up.
Oh, jeez.
I was just like, well, oh, well. I'll go to the next one.
Yeah. I'm surprised. They usually don't have them this close together.
Yeah,
they're
me too.
Only about a month apart.
Not complaining, though.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yeah, I really want to go to him.
Kevin Murphy Mike Nelson and Bill. Nope, don't Hicks. Know Bill's last name. No, not Bill Hicks. Hmm. Try again.
Russell.
Those are, no. Closer, but not quite.
I don't know.
Actually, probably not closer because Bill's bald. And Bill has a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. So.
Indeed he does.
Indeed. Yeah, Sharknado. Sharknado was a good time. Words. I don't know. So. We, and by we, I mean Ashley, found out something fun on iTunes yesterday?
Actually, technically, Emily found out and showed me yesterday. Oh. But yeah, Emily, I guess, was searching for our podcast on, like, the podcast iTunes.
On iTunes.
And the other Girls on Girls came up first, and she's like, wait, why is there two? Apparently there's two Girls on Girls now.
Yeah.
One of them is not us. Yeah. One of them, I'm pretty sure these ladies are from Australia. I'm just getting that from the accent.
I believe that's where they are from.
I don't know, because I listened to the first their first episode, and they didn't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're talking about the HBO show Girls.
Yes, they are.
So it's girls talking about girls.
So if you're interested in the TV show, you get to listen to somebody talk about that. So, I mean, that should be
fun.
Yeah. If you're into that.
I've actually never seen the show.
But it starts at... They start their
like
podcast...
Like the HBO show Girls.
Yeah, they start the podcast at season 3 of the show.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, they only have, what, 3 episodes?
They have 8 episodes.
8 episodes.
And they cover the first 15
I think the point is that we had the name first.
Okay.
For a while.
The description is, Girls on Girls features a group of chicks based in Sydney discussing HBO Girls as it comes out each week. Yes. They started with season 3 and
episodes
it looks like...
1 through 3 was the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah. They have 8 episodes.
And I think they started in March. End of March.
No, they actually started beginning of February this year. But still, we have about 8 months on them. So
good.
We were here first.
Live the real girl.
Sorry, not
girls,
sorry.
Please stand up.
I'd rather not.
Ashley, sit down.
I'm what?
Ashley, put on
Kelsey!
Your shirt.
Kelsey!
Put on your shirt, Ashley. She's disgusting. Listeners. Yeah. Nice tits, though. Just kidding. I mean, I'm sure they are. I'm sorry.
Not that I know.
I'm going to murder you.
So, yeah, that's an interesting thing.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I mean,
that.
We're not mad. I mean...
I'm not even a little mad.
But it's just kind of like, why wouldn't you check iTunes first to make sure there's not another podcast?
I think when Ashley told me, my response was just, oh, lame.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel
about
it.
When I first thought, I was like, why? What?
Yeah.
What?
And like
and
I said
I
before,
tried to Google search them
mm-hmm.
because I was like, well,
yeah. Apparently, like they don't have a website
I was
or
like,
anything.
How are we supposed to leave them a comment if we choose to talk to them about this or make them aware of this? And mm-hmm. then I was like, I Google searched them and I couldn't find them.
I mean, all they would have to do to be aware of it is look up Girls on Girls on YouTube.
Yeah, or even punch it into Google because, like, we're the first thing that comes up.
Right.
Is our
it's just
WordPress
kind of
website.
Podcast 101. When you're starting one, you look to make sure. Yeah, and it's not even like, oh, you're stealing somebody else's name. It's like mm-hmm. you want, when you look for your podcast, when your listeners look for your podcast to find you, not someone else.
Right. Yeah, so if they're telling their friends, hey, listen to my podcast...
Yeah.
And they do like a Google search, they're going to find us.
They're going to be like, why do you guys have American accents all of a sudden and you have different names?
Why are you not talking about the TV show Girls?
Yeah. we've never seen it.
The thing that really gets me is that their logo looks
sound good.
So much like ours.
That was my thing, too. It's the same color scheme, it's the same basic premise.
Even in. Like, okay, so I started my own business, and a lot of dog groomers all have the same name. Like, mm-hmm. I have seen the same name over and over and over again. And I was like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people don't Google search the name that you want to use,
mm-hmm.
and then pick another one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like
That's what I did. And that's what everybody on this entire network did.
I'm pretty sure the Popular Outcasts, they were going to be, excuse me, something else, but then they Googled it and it turned out like that name already existed. Yeah.
And they had the same issue too, where there was another, mm-hmm. there was a band.
No, it was actually a comedy group.
That's right, yes.
Like a sketch comedy group, I think.
Called The Popular Outcasts.
Yes, and we are just Popular Outcasts.
So, I mean.
But they got a very.
They were not nice about it.
No, and it wasn't the entire, like, group. It was, like, one guy that's like, hey, you stole our name.
Right.
We have a lawyer, you know, kind of empty threats bullshit. But I guess that guy's not involved with the group anymore. And I don't even know if the group still exists.
Yeah, and they contacted, like, our Popular Outcasts.
Mm-hmm,
instead
mm-hmm.
of, like, us. Because in our situation, it's us noticing, hey, where the hell did you come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the people who were there first contacting the new people. So,
yeah.
We're not going to like threaten them or anything. We're just going to be like, "Hey, you might want to change your name because people are going to look for you and find us and we've been around longer." I mean, I'm not saying you have to change it, but
I mean,
it might be.
I'm not going to sue you for copyright infringement because I'm not a dick.
And we don't have it copyrighted.
Technically, you do. As soon as you put your intellectual property on the internet, it is like an automatic copyright. You don't have to file the paperwork. As long as...
Look at
Brains McGee
over here.
Yeah. I actually just looked it up today because I wanted to know.
Look at the brains on this one.
Sexy, sexy brains.
No, but I guess it's essentially a poor man's copyright. You know, as long as you can prove somehow that it existed first...
And it did.
It did. And because you cannot fake release dates on iTunes.
That you cannot.
You cannot. So. First, bitch. Sorry.
We're not calling you guys bitches.
Mm-mm.
That's just how That's we mean. Talk.
Not really.
If you guys are even listening.
I did that for.
And I would love to know your
comedy's
names.
Sake.
I would. Because you sound like lovely people.
I'm going to call them Mildred.
Mildred, Mildred, and Mildred.
Yes, the three Mildreds.
The three Mildreds.
From Sydney.
We would love to know your name. Maybe we should, like, link this, and we should be like, hey, who are you? We want to be friends.
I don't know. I don't know about that idea.
They sound fun. They have really awesome accents. I love...
Just because somebody has an accent doesn't mean they're fun, Ashley.
They could be, like, the worst person ever.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Just like an accent doesn't make somebody sexy. Actually, it kind of does.
It kind of does. You ever hear Robert Pattinson talk?
Yeah. Yes,
I'm ashamed.
Oh my god. One time in school, this guy came in to like infomercial studying abroad and he was Australian.
Oh god.
I've never fallen in love so fast. He wasn't even very good looking.
What I've talked about before where there was the guy who spoke an English accent and I groomed his dog. But he was like, we talked about it on the
Yeah, he's an older guy and not attractive, and I think I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I used to work with him.
He moved back. Him and his lady friend had a falling out, apparently. And he moved back to England. Yeah, whatever. That was a while ago. But, yeah. So, yeah, just because they have an accent doesn't mean that they're attractive.
It adds to it, though.
But it does.
They're probably hot ladies.
Probably. They put us to shame.
Oh, God, I'm sure. From Australian shit. Probably surf.
Right? Nice beach tans.
Yeah.
All physically
wrestling
fit.
Wrestling alligators. I'm just buying into the Australian stereotypes.
Crocodiles? I don't know. Do they have both down there, or is it one or the other?
I assume they have all of the man-eating beasts.
I don't really know. I know that they eat kangaroo.
Yeah. Australia is the one.
Kangaroos are like their deer.
Yep. When I first found that out, I was like, that's horrible. Then I was like, oh wait, no, that's normal.
Yeah,
kangaroos scare me.
They could like kick through your chest.
Know.
Yeah,
right? they are really,
and they don't seem friendly. They seem like they have an attitude.
Well, did you see Kangaroo Jack?
No,
don't. It's awful.
It is awful.
It's an awful movie. I only watch it because I like Jerry O'Connell, and not even he could save that movie.
Like, kangaroos just have an attitude. Like, I feel like an animal should have, like,
they're basically like giant rabbits. They're stupid and aggressive.
Yeah.
I groomed my first bunny the other day. That was
Why?
Fun. My brother's bunny had mats
rabbits.
In it. Aww. It had like knots in its fur, so I just brushed it.
Poochie.
Trimmed its nails. I was like, well, I could do rabbits now. Sweet. Mm. Check that on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
I'll groom anything that's got fur.
I can, yeah. It's the same thing.
Groom my child. No.
Okay. Nope. Child doesn't have fur.
She needs a haircut.
No, all your department.
I'm gonna do it. I just need the time that I can like give her a bath and wrestle her down to cut it.
That's true. She is 4.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that.
Fucking strong too.
My niece is getting. She's 2, and they're not kidding with the whole terrible twos thing.
Yeah. Really not. Yeah, no, it's not a lie.
I think it was yesterday that I went to change. I changed her diaper, and the minute like I unsnapped her buttons on her pants, she started screaming bloody murder just for no apparent reason whatsoever. And I'm just like, I don't know why you're crying.
Yep.
And her and I are just like fighting each other. I'm like, but you have poop in your diaper. I have to change it.
Gross.
And she's like kicking and trying to like get away from me the entire time. And then like I finally get the new diaper on. I get her cleaned up and everything. And she reaches up and just pinches my neck.
Oh, I would be like pissed.
Just the thin part right under your chin. And I'm just like,
yeah.
It hurts so bad.
Toddlers are monsters.
I'm just like, no. Why? I'm just like, that hurts so bad. She's just like, oh. And then she just stops and calms down and looks at me and goes, hi, sorry, she. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's good. It's good. You're adorable. Look at you.
Yeah.
It still hurt, but oh yeah. Look at that face.
Testing boundaries. It's what they do.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
So screwed. Just gonna walk all over me and I'm just gonna be like, but you're so adorable.
Yeah, and that's fine, because I mean you don't have to be the one to deal with her all the time.
Well, exactly.
You can let her get away with shit.
Uh-huh. I have been. I watched her for the last 2 days.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's one of the reasons why I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Chased around a toddler for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
As well as helped people. Like, my family had a giant yard sale. Every year we have a yard sale. We have a huge family. So it was like 10 different households had a yard sale. So a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A whole lot of stuff.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah. That's what we've been doing the last 2 days. So that was a nightmare. Luckily, it didn't rain this year. Every year it rains. Yeah. So how was you guys this week's?
Shitty.
What?
It was just stressful, like, with work and stuff. We had Stereotech come in, which they come in about once a year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
They do, like, health inspection shit.
Oh.
Make sure. And we failed. Because it was like 5 stupid things, but they added up. Like the one was that when they went into the bathroom and they turned our water on, it wasn't at the temperature. It was like 4 degrees below the temperature that it should have been.
Really?
And got like 2 points knocked off for that. In the tower where we keep all the vegetables and stuff, it has to be a certain like, coolness,
right?
Basically. And our cooling element, we've had a lot of problems with getting it regulated. Like 1 minute it'll be fine and the next minute it'll be like 5 degrees under. At the moment when she took the temperature of everything, it was like 5 degrees under.
I mean, it's better than 5 degrees over.
Yeah. But and then another thing that happened was one of our cooks was cooking. And he had his gloves on, and he took the back of his hand, like where his wrist is, and he went to put his glasses up like this. You can't see my hand motions. I'm sorry.
You can figure it out. Yeah. Trying to put your glasses up with the back of your hand, like your wrist area.
And what he should have done is done that, taken his gloves off, wash his hands, come back. And he didn't do that. Because I think in him, logically, like, oh, I was touching it with my wrist, not my fingers. Like, it's fine. But
yeah,
they're very, very picky about that.
Oh, yeah.
So it was those 3 things. And I believe one more. But it was another thing that, like, doesn't actually affect, like, our food or anything. It's just minor random stuff. But yeah, so we failed that. So they're coming back within the next 15 to 25 days. And my manager, she's the district, the district manager. Oh, general manager. No, not just district manager. General manager. She didn't even work that day. And she came in for Stereotech to help out and like make sure that everything was good because she's kind of the taskmaster there.
I've done that.
But because we failed, the people who are in charge of her have suspended her. And if we fail the next one, she's going fired. To be fired. Which everyone, she's like the mom of the restaurant. She's the one who kind of keeps everything in order. Everyone loves her.
Yeah.
Like, so, and it's just the fact that she wasn't in charge that day. It was another manager who was in charge that day.
It's still her store,
it
though.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It just pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was sad and depressed.
I'm surprised that, like, they don't make you just shut down when you fail health inspection. Because you hear, like, failed health inspection, and it's just like, oh my god.
But it honestly, oh, and the other thing,
it all depends
I forgot
on what
about
you have,
I forgot
and
about
if you can clean it
the
up.
Other thing, the other thing was or that they made au jus for the prime rib dip in the morning, put it in the cooler. You're supposed to mark the time that you put it in the cooler, and the cook forgot to do that. So it's not like we're not doing the health things.
Yeah,
it's just little minor shitty details that honestly we've never failed it before. Never in the history of that stupid store have we failed it. So it's just like, it was like coming into work the next day, it felt like someone died because like she got suspended and we've never failed before. And everybody was depressed and all the managers are really stressed now. But
yeah,
because nobody wants her to be fired, so everybody's trying to like step up and like figure everything out.
Well, it's good that everybody's coming together. And
yeah,
now since you have like a refrigerator with a cooling element that has issues, can't you just get a new fridge?
It's in the tower, like where we make the food. In the kitchen, right where like the assembly line is, where they make the burgers, there's this cooling element right there. So it's not like we'd have to get, it's kind of more difficult to replace.
Well, don't you have, like, because it's a corporation, like, don't you have somebody that they can call to come and repair something like that?
They've tried. Like, for some reason,
and they quote-unquote fix it and then go,
yeah,
hey, it's
exactly.
fine.
It's the same way with the salad bar. Like, the salad bar has been fine within the last 2 months or so, but we've had to get that fixed every other week because it just shuts off. And you can't have that with dressings. Like, it can't not be cold.
Yeah.
So we end up putting stuff on ice and doing that kind of thing. But, yeah, so, I mean, right now it's just everybody's kind of on edge waiting for Stereotech to come back. And also, like, all our big bosses have been in the restaurant, like, watching everybody, breathing down people's necks, asking them questions.
Yep.
So, yeah.
We would get, like, quote-unquote audited every year at PetSmart. And the one time that we got audited, and I was so proud of myself because I was the manager at the time. Completely, we passed the audit, but it was like, so we only got like a couple points knocked off. But like in the salon, the only thing we got points knocked off for was that the bottles of eyewash, like the emergency eyewash stations, the wrapping that is supposed to be on the top to like seal it wasn't on.
Oh.
Which, they're still screwed in, and they had never been opened. But we took that wrapping off because logically, if you, you have soap in your eyes,
if you need to wash
your
eyes,
you are not
going
to be able to take off the freaking silicone wrapping and then do that. Like,
Just like, I need to wash my eyes very quickly. Can someone please open the eye washer for me?
Right, you can't see.
Yeah.
So, and that was the only thing we failed for. And I was just like, really? And then I spent the, because I was insane and actually gave a shit about bullshit policies and procedures, and I had like the entire book memorized. Like,
well, you have to.
I, and especially being the manager, like you have to. But like, I went through that book three or four times after that, and I couldn't find that fucking roll. Huh. I could not find it anywhere. And I'm like, I don't understand. I was like, you were telling me that you knocked off a point. Where is this rule?
Yeah.
And, like, that was something that I actually gave a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that one point was something that mattered to me in my life. And now, like, looking back, I'm just like, eh. Thank God I don't work there anymore.
Like, it's stressful.
Like, I don't have to, like, deal with that anymore. That's really kind of nice.
I'll just catch myself screaming about a grilled cheese that's 5 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
And then I step outside of myself and I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. Because I will legitimately, like, my job is to kind of, servers have a problem. They come to me. Mm-hmm. I relay it to the kitchen. Kitchen has a problem. Relay it to me. I relay it to either the managers or the servers.
Right.
Like, I am the middleman. I am in charge of every single piece of food that goes out. And any single piece of food that comes back in. It's incredibly stressful. I hate it with a passion. But I mean, like, you're basically, like, kind of a step under the managers because you're just managing everyone. But I've screamed at people over broccoli. Like, I've gotten fries thrown at me and things like that. And I just step outside of myself and I'm like, why is this so important here? Like, would I ever even lose my temper over something this trivial in my real life? And I know, like, that's the only, it just brings out anger in me.
Hmm.
I get like that at the mall, like, when I work there, and somebody's just like today, I had this one woman who, I think she was speaking Korean. I'm not entirely sure, but she was speaking very...
I'm not sure if that's racist or not.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... I'm not trying to pick a race. I'm just trying... I didn't know what language she was actually speaking. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a race thing at all. It was just a...
It's one of those Asian languages, you know. Well, they all look and sound alike.
That sounds racist. I know. That's not what I meant.
Intentionally, it was, as a joke. Come on now.
I know. But she was speaking to me, and she was trying to... All I could make out was shoes. We don't sell shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
So I was just like, and I even repeated, I'm like, shoes? And she's like, yeah, shoes.
Was she looking for a shoe store?
And she was pointing at a necklace and then saying men's or boys. And it was a boy's necklace. And she goes, yeah, men's. And I'm like, those are here? And I'm like pointing to different things, like, what do you want? Like, and she was asking specific questions about specific items, but not showing me which item she wanted and not speaking English when she was asking the questions. And I kept feeling like an awful person because I'm like, I am really sorry, but I have no idea what you're saying.
Language barriers are hard.
And normally I can get by it because. Well, like, normally if I have a language barrier, I'm dealing with, like, dog grooming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most people ask the same questions.
Right.
So I can usually kind of figure it out. I work at this store once a week. I have no idea what you're pointing at. You know, like, I don't even know what we sell half the time. So.
You know you have necklaces.
I know we got necklaces. And I was like, well, do you want to see one? And she's like, yeah. So I get it out, and I realized that, like, the necklaces are all taped to the back of this display, and I was like, well, I can, like, show you the display. And she wanted to know, like, how long the thing is, and I was like, well, the chain is in the back, and this is how long it is, and I'm showing it to her while it's on the display, because they're, like, taped fast, and I don't want to mess the entire thing up. And she's like, no, I want to see it. And I was like, I'm like, this, you are seeing it, it's here and here.
She was trying to jack a necklace from
you. And I'm just like, you are seeing it. Like, what do you mean you want to see it? This is the necklace part and this is the chain part. Like, you can see the chain and the necklace. Like, do you want to touch it? I mean, you can touch it. That's fine. And she's just like, no, I want it off. And I'm like, how about I go get one that is not the display? And I was like, just give me a minute and I'll go get one that's not a display and I'll show it to you. And she's just like, okay, fine. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go, like, I lock the cabinet and I go around and I go to look for it. And I guess I was taking too long because I took, like, 5 seconds. It couldn't have been more than, like, 5 seconds because I was like, okay, which drawer is it in? And to think for a second, and then I went to go reach for the door. She goes, "Never mind," and just walks away. I'm just like, "Yeah,
all right,
bitch." I was trying.
See, that's my problem.
I was really trying.
I would have like yelled after her, like "Bye" or something.
I did yell back after her. I was like, "Okay, have a nice day."
I'm not good at not saying anything.
I normally do the sarcasm. Okay. Yeah. See you later. Thank God.
When did Strawberry close?
About a month ago. Around the same time Body Central closed.
Body Central closed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
There's like nothing in the mall anymore.
When I went in and I saw that they were like they were having their end of store days.
Going out of business?
Yeah.
There we go.
Store days.
All right, store days, yes. End of store days.
Sale. I'm not gonna... that's the only place I buy clothes around here. Mm-hmm. My eyes did water up a little bit. I love that place.
The Dollar General in Lewisburg closed.
When?
Wait, Dollar... they're closing.
Okay, the Dollar General. I thought you meant the Dollar Tree, like, right by Bill. I was like, no, I was just a week ago.
No, the Dollar General by Big Lots.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they, like, everything in that plaza is closing. The Save-A-Lot's gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Boarded up.
They did, everything in the store was 50% off, on top of being, like, 15 and, like, 15 to, like, 75%
probably
off.
Probably all gone now.
Already. Yeah, they had, like, six shelves when I went in there. The other, like... earlier this week, I packed the entire cart full of shit. I got like two bottles of detergent, two bottles of
fabric softener.
People
gotta tell me when this stuff is going on, because I never leave my house.
I'm sorry, I should have. I packed the entire cart for like $46. Oh, I bought like 15 bottles of Mrs. Dash, just because it was the garlic and herb, and that's my favorite. And it came down to like a dollar. And I'm like, I love this stuff, and it's normally like $3.50.
Yeah.
So yeah, I packed full of that, and I got.
You know, times are tough when Dollar General's going out of business.
I know, right? When does this podcast air?
Tuesday. So in 2 days.
Okay, never mind then. Because I got something for somebody's birthday, and I'm not gonna spoil it. So.
Yeah.
Because I know he listens.
Okay.
Surprises.
Whoop whoop.
Mike Carpenter, you know who you are.
If he listens to this, like, before his birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably behind.
He is really behind ever Most since he are. Moved.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't listen recently.
Yeah, he hasn't listened to podcasts in a while.
Well, then I'll just say it.
And then he decides to listen to this episode this week.
Yeah.
Just don't. Just
then
just
I
don't.
It's probably safer to not mention it, because you never know.
That is true. Sorry, listeners.
Just like randomly, like, oh, I wonder what they talked about in the last episode.
You can like say at the beginning of the next one.
I think I will. Yeah. I think I will, because it is pretty cool. I was pretty excited.
That's
about
our cliffhanger for this week. What did Ashley get Mike for his birthday?
Listen for details.
Ashley and Bill got Mike for his birthday because
I already
helped.
Gave. Oh, yeah. I already gave him.
I know. She goes to the mall to pick out a freaking watch because she wants to get him this really nice watch.
Yeah.
We spend like not like an hour, but like a half an hour looking at watches, and then gives it to him the same day.
No. I gave it to him the day after. I'm not good at buying gifts and not giving them to the person that I am buying them for immediately. There's like... I can't hide them. Like, I get That's so fair. Excited. I get really excited about the presence of the gift in my life.
I even offered to hide it for her.
Yeah, you should have freaking hid it from me.
You
How
asked
about I just
to
take
see
this
it.
From you.
I know.
You asked to see it so you could show it to Bill.
I did.
And
then,
you never gave it back.
Well, what happened was I got it to show it to Bill because I wanted Bill's approval, I guess. And then,
is this a good guy's watch? Would you wear this man's watch here?
This male watch. And so Mike was upstairs, so I hid it downstairs because I was like, oh, I'll just wait till later to put it upstairs again. And then the next day I was sitting with him downstairs and I was like, oh, you know what's down here? In my head, I was like, you know what's down here? That watch is down here. I got to take that upstairs. And then out loud I said, hey, do you want your birthday present?
Why did I say that?
It was like I tried to take it back, and he's like,
and he
I
just
don't.
Goes,
I don't know. My birthday's not for a week and a couple days. And I'm like, it's down here.
Too late now. I already offered it.
So if it had been hidden from me, it wouldn't have been an issue because that thought process would not have happened. Oh. But oh well, he likes it and that's got good. It sized for his tiny wrists and...
His tiny wrists.
What is he, me?
He has mammoth wrists. What such are you feminine talking wrists. About?
I know, but the watch was really huge.
The watch was very big.
Mm.
It was too big for him, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What brand was it? I don't even remember.
Invicta?
I don't know.
I think it's I don't know.
Invictus? Invicta? Maybe.
I think there was a movie, Invictor. Invictus.
No, it wasn't in Victor. That would be silly.
Who's Victor and why is the watch in him?
Yeah, I think it was Invicta.
Okay.
Sure, whatever.
Sure. I don't know. No All idea. I know is that one was $77 because it was on sale. It was originally $130, but it was on sale for $77. Hmm. And we're looking at other watches, and I don't know if it was this lady's like sale tactic, but I asked about this other watch.
Or if she was dyslexic.
I looked at this other watch, and she's like, oh, this is $85. And I was like, oh, that's really, it was really pretty. It was blue, mm-hmm. and it was automatic, and you could see the gorgeous. Gears going and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like I was like, yes, definitely between this one and that one. And then Ashley looked at the price tag, and she's like, Kelsey, this is $185. And then she did it again. I was looking with at another watch. It was a black one that I really liked. And she's like, yeah, this is $70. And I was like, really? That's really cheap. And she's like, oh, no, $470. And I'm like, why do you not think that the first number is important? That it's not like it barely changes. It changes the it changes completely, especially when it's a four. Like, why would you just totally let off the 100 part? That doesn't make sense. And it definitely it shouldn't help with, like, I'm sure it doesn't help her make sales. Like,
no.
If anything, it made me trust her less. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, because after she did it the first time, the rest of the watches were like, okay, yep, that is $75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
where
wrong.
Did you go?
Boskov's.
Oh, okay.
They have actually a really nice watch selection by their jewelry and stuff. It's a lot of, like, name brand expensive shit.
Yeah.
And but they have a lot of sales.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm. My friend Monica used to work there. And that's where she told me to go because, like, Invicta, whatever. It's a pretty good brand and stuff. Like, so, but they always have sales on it.
Hmm. I always forget, like, the anchor stores exist when I'm looking for things. I always think of just going to, like, specialty shops.
Right.
Like, but if I'm going to shop for a watch, I'm going to go to a jewelry store.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's just that there's not many that I know of around here. I'm sure there are. But, like, in my experience, like, I feel like you can get things cheaper at, like...
At department stores?
Yeah.
Usually.
But...
Most of the time, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a good shopper.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good at shopping, but I'm not really a good shopper.
Oh, I went with you to the grocery store. You're okay.
Thanks. You're all right.
You're getting better. It's one of those things where, like, you look at, you're like, okay, I need chocolate chips. And then, like, every single time, like, my eye focuses on which ones are on sale for the most amount.
Oh, yeah, I just grab like, the thing my brain, closest to my face.
Yeah, my brain does the gears thing, and I'm like, okay, well, I can save, like, a dollar if I go with this one versus this one.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey's, like, over here, and I'm like, no, Kelsey, those are $2 more.
You're just
than
like, why don't you just get this those?
Yeah, I always look at, on the tag, there's, like, if you go to Giant, there's, like, the little orange spot on the tag that tells you, like, what the price per pound is, so you can compare, like, you know, Giant brand chocolate chips are... 89 cents per pound.
Yep.
Toll House chocolate chips are $1.50 per pound.
Right.
Clearly, I'm going to go with the Giant brand because they're fucking chocolate chips. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's true. Unless they're Ghirardelli chocolate chips,
then
it matters.
Are those
but I mean,
it's treating yourself.
If it's between Giant and Toll House,
they're the same.
Yeah.
Save the money.
I'm trying, guys. I used to have a serious clothing addiction.
I know.
Yeah.
But I haven't, and it's sad because I remember the last time I've been clothing shopping, which shows that you probably had an addiction at some point. The only time I've really gone clothing shopping was on Black Friday, and I only spent about $60, which for me, that's pretty good. And then I bought
puke.
And then I bought when I was working at the clothing the thrift store,
mm-hmm.
I spent $20 on like six things there.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to go shopping like every 2 weeks, so
every time you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have much going on. But I have so many clothes that now that I could wear a different shirt or dress or combination.
Mm-hmm.
At least for a month and never have to wash anything.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It's insanity. And I've even given, like, a couple months ago, I gave away 3 trash bags of clothes to...
not the thrift store you worked for.
Actually, I did. Because really? I donated my uniform. Like, those shirts. I was like, suck it. And I still have pretty many clothes with the fact that I just donated like hundreds. Sorry, guys. I have a problem. Like, when I'm in the mall, sometimes I get like a accelerated heart rate and stuff. It's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. It's definitely.
Yeah. I think that was one of the reasons you asked me to go to the mall with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't go there alone.
Because you're just like, Ashley won't let me buy anything because she doesn't ever buy anything.
Yeah.
I can't be trusted.
That's true. I'll obviously go to the mall and I'm just like, I don't want anything.
Yeah. It's like, I do, but no, I'll wait till it goes on sale. But and if there's none left when it goes on sale, then whatever.
It's like me with the watch, the present giving. There's no forethought. I'm just like, oh, perfect thing to do right now.
Yep.
I am a planner and I am a, like, I think a lot.
I think but I don't think about that.
Yeah, more than what's healthy, but I, or what's, like, considered normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I, like, look at, like, the dollars I make and stuff like that, I'm always, like, thinking in my brain, like, what in the future do I want that mm-hmm. I need this money for?
Mm-hmm.
I can either buy a slice of pizza today, or, like, in the future, that's money to have for, like, some lumber or some insulation or some drywall or something for my shop.
That's why I canceled my debit card.
Yeah.
Because it helps me to save that day-to-day money.
It's harder for you to get to your money now.
Right.
Especially with your bank being like an hour away.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You got a new bank?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot that I used to have that bank. Yeah. I'm over it now.
Ah,
it used to be an hour away. That would have been really convenient / inconvenient to still have that. I like a lot though, because it's a credit union and I save money just by being there.
That's true. They help you out a lot.
Plug for credit union.
You get, they're so friendly.
They are really friendly. I get you get like double points right now if you get gas with your debit or credit cards.
I just love the teller that I always go to. Like, the other day, I went to her, and I was like, hey, can I get $50 out? And she's like, do you want it in any special way? And I was like, nope. Surprise me. Not that that's how I talk, but I was just like, no, thank you. And she's like, she pulled out 2 20s and a 10, and she had to open up a new thing of 10s. And she's just like, oh, fresh 10s. She's like, I just want to throw them in the air and roll around on them. And I was like, oh, my God, you're in the right business. She's really funny. I love her.
Which one was that?
I don't know her name.
Important.
I do know. I love Amber too because I've known for like most of my life because she was best friends with. So like I knew her like through her friends, and she's really funny. She has a pug.
Aw.
They all love dogs there too. Everybody that's another reason why I love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dog lovers. They go to the parade, the Halloween parade every year, and dress up their dogs.
Of course they do.
That's cute.
That's the bank I should belong to.
Did you meet the new guy?
Yeah.
I drank with him at a party once.
And we're editing.
No, you can say drinking at a party.
You said his name and where he works.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
And we don't know if we have permission to say that.
Oh, yeah. He's engaged now.
There you go.
He was telling me all about it.
That's better.
He sang a song to her. On his acoustic guitar. And she said yes.
Aww. That's kind of adorable.
I know. It's pretty lame, but whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think he listens?
No.
Doubtful.
Yeah, he doesn't see. He's Neanderthalic.
Wow.
We go from saying extremely nice things about all of these people to saying things that could probably get them fired to he got engaged to he's a Neanderthal.
No, I didn't say he is a Neanderthal. I said that he has the features thereof.
And we can't put any of this in the podcast.
He has a very lofty brow.
As long as we beep his name.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We have to beep where they work, too, because there's not a lot of people that work there.
Hmm.
I'll just bleep all the names in the place.
Sorry. I didn't consider the consequences of my actions. I didn't.
And this goes back to the not thinking.
I think that's the theme of this episode, unfortunately.
Why am I... See, somehow. Okay, Bill, this is proof that it is not always something that I say that you have to bleep.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bill and Ashley's relationship.
What did Mike do the other day that I told him that he broke me and Bill up?
I think he was talking.
No. We were on our way to the Garfield show where Bill was hosting the comedy night. And I had borrowed an extension cord and a power strip from downstairs in the living room. And I knew that it was one of Bill's, but I needed one for, like, that couple days, so I borrowed it for outside. So I used it, and I knew exactly where it was, and Bill goes to get in the car, and he's like, oh, I need my power strip. I completely forgot that. So I was like, okay, so I gave him the extension cord and the power strip back, and he's like, no, there was two of them. And I was like, no, there wasn't. When I opened this bag, there was one. I promise you, there was one. So we got into an argument on the entire drive to Garfield.
Oh, my God.
Because...
luckily, that's only, like, 10 minutes.
Right. On the entire drive to Garfield. And because... well, and then luckily, like, Bill's mom had an extra power strip or whatever we needed. I don't remember. It was an extra extension cord. So she had an extra one, so we took that along with us. And because he needed two. And... we get an argument, and I get a text from Mike saying, hey, or no, he calls me, and he says, hey, where are you guys at? Because we told him we'd be there, like, a half an hour earlier. And I was like, yeah, we're on our way. We couldn't find a couple things, so, you know, we found them, and now we're on our way. And I get off the phone, and we get there, and Mike was like, hey, is everything okay? And Bill's like, yeah, yeah, we just couldn't find a power, we just couldn't find the extension cord. And I was like, yeah, you yelled at me the entire way here. And Mike's like, I borrowed that extension cord for Kelsey's room for her air conditioner. It's upstairs. And I'm like, you almost broke us up, Mike! And I was, we didn't actually almost break up.
He legitimately felt bad about that.
He felt terrible.
He was mopey the whole night.
He was mopey the whole night. But I was, like, joking, and I was like, you almost broke us up, and you would have been responsible for the downfall of our relationship.
If a power cord breaks the two of you up, then that is just depressing.
Then it's time.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. No. No, we weren't even, like, I say that we were fighting, but it was one of those things where, like, Bill was just mad because people touch his things.
I get it. Like...
yeah.
You want to know where something is in you.
When it's something that you need, and if somebody moves it and then, like, doesn't tell you.
Yeah. And it basically consists of him just being like, please stop touching my stuff. And I'm like, I didn't touch your stuff.
I didn't fucking touch it. God!
I'm like, I'm sorry, but I didn't touch that one.
That one. Maybe that's the issue here.
Maybe you have a history of touching his extension cords.
I touch his stuff all the time. Ooh.
Pixar didn't happen. Oh, I hate that laugh. I love it, though.
You're like dirty old man smoker laugh.
I know. I love it. It's whenever I say something particularly rude, because then they concentrate on the laughter instead of what I just said.
No,
oh,
they don't.
Girl's mustache comb. That's over there.
This is a fun time.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're gonna knock over the microphone.
I am not gonna do anything. You hush.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
There was stuff stuck under the soundboard.
Hey, don't clean out Bill's stuff. He gets mad when you touch his stuff.
Stop touching his stuff.
You know what? I will touch Bill's stuff, and then he can yell at me, and I will yell back at him, and he will be sad.
No, he won't. Oh.
I'm sad thinking about it.
I know, right?
I kind of want to see this argument, just because I won't be in it.
No, if Bill doesn't want me touching his shit, then he shouldn't leave the studio trashed.
Ooh. Ooh. Sick burn. That sick burn. No.
Just for the record, Bill, I did not say that. Me.
Wasn't yeah,
me.
Wasn't Ashley. Totally me.
That
yeah,
was Ace.
Totally me. Yes, I'll take credit for it. No, every fucking time I come in here, the table is like covered in empty fucking cans and bottles and
that's
cups.
Not just Bill, though. That's everybody on the podcast network coming in and not putting away their freaking cans. There's a bag right here.
Yeah, there
the
is.
There's a bag outcast. Right next to the couch.
The messiest podcast in Pennsylvania.
We come in here. And all the men...
Hashtag PO problems.
Yeah. Popular outcast problems.
Oh, that should be a thing.
The thing, like, I've said this for years, but men...
No.
Oh, and God. This is stereotypical.
Oh,
and
stop where you're going.
Wherever this is going, I don't like it.
Okay. Every man that I've ever met that I have... Every man that I've ever met... Stop... giving your microphone a blowjob. That's just weird.
Aislinn, that's disgusting.
You shush.
This is why Kelsey has her own microphone cover. Men in my life don't see mess. They are completely oblivious to the fact that they leave shit everywhere.
I've been messier than every single person I've ever dated.
Okay, men and I Kelsey would never are the messiest people I've
I
ever
I would
met.
Never date someone as messy as me because we could never live. We could never coexist. I need to date somebody more organized who can kindly organize me.
There's a reason why I don't go near Kelsey's room.
Hey, yeah. It's fine.
I don't go near it.
There's just change everywhere.
It's your room.
It's weird.
I don't go near it.
Seriously, you're like the change fairy. You just like leave pennies in your wake.
She really does. Like I'll be sleeping in bed and I'll be like, Kelsey was in here, wasn't she? There's quarters everywhere.
Yeah. It's not even a joke.
That's her paying rent. It's her subtle way of giving you money.
I get I like quarters to surprise and you. Then occasionally she makes me a sandwich.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Nice.
Not a bad
I
exchange.
Do make sandwiches.
She does. The other day, I came home and she made us tuna.
Sandwiches.
Tuna sandwiches.
I didn't make the tuna. I'm not that talented.
She went and
you didn't get like a fucking like filet or like went, go out deep sea fishing and catch one.
Caught myself a 1 pound fish.
Gutted
that's a
and
tiny
everything.
Tuna.
It's an Albuquerque.
I don't know how big tuna. I haven't. I don't know how old. How big
tuna are big.
Oh, yeah. They're scary.
Yeah. Ugh. Fish are gross.
Oh, I love like fish. Oh, I love fish.
I'm afraid of whales.
I can eat it every day.
I'm not even talking about eating fish. I'm talking about just like fish in general.
Being
I don't
around
go.
Them.
I don't go swimming anywhere there's fish.
They nibble that on your died. Toesies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When
our beta died.
When? Why is the filter still going?
Just in case I want to put another one in.
Oh, okay.
It's easier to keep the water still running and circulating.
Yeah, fair enough.
It needs cleaned though.
Oh yeah.
It, like 2 weeks ago?
No, no shit.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I wonder if it was, like, the temperature or something, but...
Maybe.
Like, a fluctuation, but yeah, he was just... dead. The other day.
Hmm.
And I can't flush him. I get too sad, so Bill did it. But Bill's also sad about it, so... You get attached to betas. It's they get personalities
fish.
After a while.
It's a fish. It doesn't have the brain capacity of personality.
You project a personality onto them.
Whoa. Says the vegetarian.
She doesn't.
She
doesn't not eat their personalities. She doesn't eat their meat. There is a difference.
I don't even understand where this is going.
Solid argument, Kelsey. Thank you.
I don't know where it's going either because I don't have the brain functionality right now to make an argument.
It's fine.
But it sounded good in my brain. I'm so tired.
Just stop, brain.
I think
just
Kelsey
stop.
Really had it.
Just stop.
I think she did.
I think we've
she
all did. Had it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Kelsey, I don't even know what you said.
Shut up.
It doesn't matter. She like, won the argument.
Just, I did.
You just said it like 5 seconds ago. I don't even remember.
It's fine. It's in the past. We're moving on.
It's in the past.
We're going on. We're still friends.
We're moving forward. Yeah.
Moving on up
to the side.
The dusty trail.
Sure. We'll go with that.
All right. What now?
I don't know. You want to cap this one?
Yeah, let's cap it.
Capped.
Let's pop a cap in this episode. No, we're
just kidding.
Does this episode have an ass?
That's where I wanted to end it. Just right. Capped. Bam.